This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is giving the first public look inside a U.S. military base housing the Afghans airlifted out of Afghanistan amid comments and questions about how the government is caring for the refugees and vetting them. The three-hour tour of Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso, Texas, was the first time the media has been granted broad access to one of the eight military installations where the evacuees are screened. But reporters were not allowed to talk with any evacuees or spend more than a few minutes in areas where they gathered. The evacuees are being housed at the base while they undergo medical and security checks. Evacuation flights resume for Westerners, but thousands of at-risk Afghans who helped the United States are still stranded, and their homeland with the U.S. embassy shuttered, all American diplomats and troops gone, and a Taliban now in charge. With the United States and Taliban both insisting on travel documents that may no longer be possible to get in Afghanistan, their plight of those Afghans is testing U.S. President Joe Biden's promises not to leave American allies behind. An evacuation flight out of Kabul on Thursday, run by the Gulf state of Qatar and the first of its kind since U.S.-led military evacuations ended on August 30th of this year, last month. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. For the first time, President Joe Biden will hold the rank of Commander-in-Chief as he marks the anniversary of the nation's worst terror attack. Now, he must shoulder the responsibility borne by previous presidents to prevent future tragedy, and he must do so against fresh concerns about terrorism after the U.S. exit from the country from which the September 11th attacks were launched. This 9/11 comes little more than 2 weeks after a suicide bomber in Kabul killed 13 U.S. service members as the military concluded its withdrawal from Afghanistan. President Joe Biden's administration is gearing up for another major clash between federal and state rule over its sweeping new vaccine requirements that have Republican governors threatening lawsuits. While many details about the rules remain unknown, some experts say that Biden appears to be on firm legal ground to issue the directive in the name of protecting employee safety. Republicans swiftly denounced the mandate that could impact 100 million Americans as government overreach and vowed to sue. A section of mountain on the outskirts of Mexico City has given way, plunging rocks the size of small homes onto a densely populated neighborhood and leaving at least one person dead, at least 10 missing. They are slowly excavating areas looking for people trapped below. Images from the area showed a segment of the steep green side of the peak, or areas looking for people trapped below. Images from the area showed a segment of the steep green side of the peak sheared off completely. Above a field of giant rubble with closely packed homes remaining on either side. The White House said Friday that 90-minute call from President Joe Biden and his counterpart, Chinese President Xi Jinping, was intended to keep channels of communications open. The tone of Thursday's call was respectful and candid, not lecturing or condescending, according to the press secretary, Jen Psaki. According to the Xinhua news agency, she suggested to Biden that the country should continue with contact and dialogue and cooperate on issues like climate change, epidemic prevention and control, and economic recovery, as well as major international and regional issues. More at voanews.com.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for an amazing hour of Pan-African music and current music news? Well, you are tuned in to the right spot, because I've got exactly that. Inside today's show, we have two interviews, one with Kenyan pop music power couple, Nameless and Wahu, that's presented by Bill Odidi in Nairobi, and the other, by yours truly, with spoken word artist Tendai Shaba from Malawi. Both acts have exciting new music out, so we'll hear all about that from them and get a chance to listen to some of the music. Then there is a fun story time moment at about quarter past the hour. Reporter Bram Posthumus weaves a wonderful story from Ghana that features multiple characters that all revolve around an eclectic band called the Alostmen and its recent self-titled album release. Mixed in and around all of this, of course, is a great playlist of new and old tunes from Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Cameroon, Algeria, South Africa, Côte d'Ivoire, and a collabo honoring Earth Day that was celebrated worldwide on April 22nd by Ghana's Lamisi featuring moi. Yeah, me. So anyway, let's get started. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We begin in Nigeria with Teniola Apata, better known as Tenny. She released her debut album March 19th. It's just amazing. Has 17 tracks. And she told Apple Music that her goal was to make it so, and I quote, anyone from my mother's hometown in Ondo or my dad's in Ekiti, even in Osaka, Japan, can pick it up, be entertained, inspired, and educated. This is track 2. For You, and it features Davido.
12 a.m. in the morning, I still wait for your call. Don't do me like this, oh, yeah. Ara mi ti wa lona, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't wait, oh, I don't wait, so, yeah. Oh, my ego now for you.
Oh, my ego for you.
Oh, my rabba now for you.
Oh, my rabba for you.
Go, go, me now for you. Yeah,
oh, care for you.
Oh, the motor for my carat for you. Yeah,
the motor in the carat for you.
For
the garage for you. OBO Adele.
That's it really for you. For the best for you.
I put my life on the line for you.
Nobody else got you. Baby, 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 boo. You don't say you be my boo. If I believe you, oh, baby, I be fool. Baby, I be fool.
I hear you.
Say I want to show you my world, girl.
I hear you.
I say
all my ego now for you.
All my ego for you.
All my rabba now for you. Yeah.
Rabba for you.
Go, go, me now for you. Yeah.
Go, care for you.
All the motto for my carat for you.
Let me motor for the garage for
oh,
you,
yeah.
Badass.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need.
Yeah, that was Tenny featuring Davido with For You. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. All right, now we're going to stretch out with this next jam for about 4 minutes or so. It's called Summer Yomuti by by Black Diamond from, yep, you guessed it, South Africa. And this one, you know, if you haven't had time to relax yet this weekend, this is the tune to do it on. So I'll catch you at the back end. I'm going to kick back and relax myself a bit.
This is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Hedda Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Okay, hi everybody. So Earth Day was April 22nd, and to honor this important day, my very own single, in collaboration with Ghanaian singer Lamisi, just happens to fit the bill. In the song, she and I plead to all people living on the planet to treat nature well, with love and respect. If you keep it natural, that's the name of the title, Mother Earth will repay you generously. Lemisi sings in Kusasi, I sing in English, and then sometimes we switch it up.
I'm your healer, I give you life. Keep it natural and I'll make you go stronger.
Take it for Bangala.
I am more than the life you want.
Take it for Bangala.
I'm the season, rainy or sunshine. Winter, summer or spring or fall.
Take it for Bangala.
You're yet to yarn it in song.
Take it for Bangala.
Was Keep It Natural by Lemisi and me, Heather Maxwell. Okay, hey guys. So it's almost time for that wonderful story I told you about the Ghanaian band and its new album, as told by Mali-based reporter Bram Posthumus. But first, we're going to go to Californian / Ivorian singer Feli Chaco. This song, Kawayoko, I just love it. It's got this unique fusion of traditional djembe, rock guitar, and electronic dance music. The lyrics, too, are cool. They celebrate dance and guru culture by just naming all of the popular dance and music styles from that region in Cote d'Ivoire. right, that was Kawe Yoko by Feli Chaco, a track from her new album called Gita, or Deep Water, released March 8th.
Hey, this is Msafiri Zawose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Now, it's story time. Another of our favorite reporters, Bram Posthumus, loves to tell music stories from mostly West Africa, where he lives, in the Republic of Mali. Listen now as he brings to life this story of the dynamic Ghanaian crew, the Alost Men.
Hi, Heather and everyone else at Music Time in Africa. This is a story from Ghana featuring a runaway boy, a spot in the capital Accra called Tiptoe Lane, a rap artist in the skirt, bananas, and this.
This instrument we require and follow up.
Soyana.
This is the instantly recognizable sound of the kologo, a string instrument from the northern half of Ghana. The Bolgatanga area, to be precise, home to the Frafra people. And this is where our story begins, with native son Stevo Atambiri.
When I was a kid, I loved entertainment, and I used to play something like a drum called kologo here. From there, I begin to hear one of the best kologo musicians who called Sambo, and I feel like, yes, I want to be like this man.
But here is the problem, as Stevo explains.
In this region, kologo was something that nobody even wants his or her child to play, because it's only lazy people who play kologo music, because they always find them at the drinking spot.
Before the banjo, kologo day before the oud, kologo day before the guitar, kologo day before the lute.
Well, the elders did have a point in a way, because as Stevo explains himself, as soon as he started earning some money by playing at a funeral, he lost all interest in school. His family were furious, and violently so. But the music kept calling, and so...
So from that, I was not comfortable of being in this region, because I want to play music, and so I ran away to Accra at the age of 15 years.
Right, here's Stevo on the streets of the Ghanaian capital. Close by is a shop run by his sister, who's selling bananas. And then, one day, Stevo sees this rather strikingly eccentric figure approaching wearing a skirt. Who's this? It is One Love the Kubolor, singer, rapper, producer, musician.
I met Stevo late 2007, December, early 2008, January, in an area called Tiptoe Lane. He used to hang out there with his sister Martha, who was selling bananas, and I always used to buy bananas from her. That's how we met.
Stevo had a hard time believing what his sister told him, that One Love was in fact a musician too, who had been playing with none other than King Ayisoba, the kologo grandmaster.
The next time I came, he had his kologo with him, and he started playing one of Ayisoba's songs. And I took out my instruments, the kushka, and started playing with him. And since then, we started busking on the streets together.
One Love, whose mother is from Romania, and Stevo went on to form the band Afro Gypsy, with which they toured the world. And as One Love explains, they had plans for an album with just the two of them.
Ever since I met Stevo, I've been recording him. By the time the album was done, the Alost Men band was also formed.
Alost Men is a reference to the forgotten people that live on the streets and nobody seems to care about. The band's songs are full of messages of social consciousness, and at the heart of it, Stevo's ever-evolving, highly original kologo sound.
We have some mini kologo players. What they know is what they always do. I always make sure I learn from different people. So it makes my style of play different from all the Kolobo players in town.
Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way. You they teach me how to chew fish. Every day, but the day when you know day, you go worry me. Teach me how to catch fish. It's better than you they teach me how to chew fish. That be the wrong way.
Steve-O and One Love engaged the services of three other musicians: Joseph Adusiwine on the African violin called Goje, Aminu Abadu on talking drums, and Abednego Soa-Ako on percussion, and a producer from the Indian Ocean island of Mauritius, Percy Yip Tong. Together, they put the finishing touches to what was become a lost man's debut album. Title? What else? Kologo, of course. Here's Percy Yip Tong.
Ghanaian artist, Ghanaian sound engineer and producer, and with Mauritian producer on my label Cool Creole Ghana. Funky, rootsy, and with traditional instrument.
Teach me how to hunt meat. It's better than you they teach me how to chop meat. That be the wrong way. Teach me how to hunt meat. It's better than you they teach me.
Funky, rootsy indeed. The album was released in its original form in 2017 and traveled quite well. It also got noticed by the people at the London-based Strut record label, where they like heavy-duty rootsy sounds a lot. They gave the music the remix treatment, and it was released anew at the end of January this year, to great acclaim. Corona has meant that there's hardly any touring happening, but musically, this band is off to a flying start. And if the video clips are anything to go by, seeing this band live will blow your mind. And One Love knows why.
Between these four people, there was a certain dynamic which is even bigger than 10-piece, 15-piece band. It's just a killer formula, you know, just all these instruments operate within certain frequencies and they don't clash, and it just makes everything sound so huge and so full.
And if you can get High Life and Ghana funk legend Jedouble Ambole to feature on your first album, well, the sky really is the limit, is it not?
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hey there, everybody. This is Heather. How are you doing? You enjoying the show so far? Are you relaxing? I hope so, because don't we all know you deserve it? All right, so I've got two throwback tunes for us to listen to next. Before I introduce you to Tendai Shaba from Malawi, he's got a beautiful new spiritual release out. That's what he calls it. And then we've still got more great music and another interview from Kenya with Nameless and Wahoo. Whew. Okay, but to the throwbacks. Here's number one, Sally Nyolo of Cameroon with Solidarity.
On the day you shake your head. Thank you.
Jongondo makoniwa,
makoniwa eh.
Mama nangani tono, kolondo makoniwa,
makoniwa eh.
Mama nangani eno, jongondo makoniwa,
makoniwa eh.
Mama nangani tono, kolondo makoniwa,
makoniwa eh.
Mama nangani eno, jongondo makoniwa,
makoniwa eh.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey guys, you just heard Solidarity by Sally Nyolo from her 1998 album Multiculti. And now we're going even further back to a vintage tune from Burkina Faso. This is Koulibaly Tidiane and Dafra Star with a song called De Nyolo. What's cool about this tune is it features electric guitars and a super cool guitar solo in the first part of the song. Drums and bass and a few other instruments, Koulibaly on vocals. And then in the second part of the song, it features a beautiful sound and solo of the pentatonic balafon.
Neba madenja manwolo, neba madenja manwolo. Oye nekele mizoro, nekera kabako penye.
Neba madenja manwolo, neba madenja manwolo. Oye nekele mizoro, nekera kabako penye. Neba madenja manwolo, neba madenja manwolo. Oye nekele mizoro.
Wolo karagbalo ye, wolo maria yo. Seche oyo. Saya dume mwadun, ate togadun alibada. Seche oyo. Nemana filimi fe aya fama o mbolo jugu yenko. Ayake doni doni, ayake doni doni. Sate morato longola, ayake doni doni. Tura kamie o siche oyo na mana filimi fe aya fama o mbolo jugu yenko aye sajona manyi edem senkene kene e mana sa sudomba ti ko cheta bagatila ibitani dimie ali kiamade Saya dimiye bayalon saya toroye tawani segiti komina o bayalon saya toroye
Yeah, all right. That was Koulibaly Tidiane and Dafra Star from Burkina Faso, recorded back sometime in the 1970s. All right, guys, switching gears now. Let's hang out with spoken word artist from Malawi. He's got a brand new album out called God is Good, Tendai Shaba. Hey, Tendai, how are you?
I'm good. Greetings from Malawi.
Excellent. Congrats on your new album.
Thank you. Thank you. It was released on 18th April. Yeah, so it's a poetry album, and it fuses music and poetry. So
is it
excited
gospel?
For that.
Is it a gospel album 100%?
No, it's a spiritual album, you know. You can say it's gospel, but it's more spiritual.
Spiritual,
you know?
Okay. So let's listen to the track Nkuji Peleka.
Yes.
And as you mentioned to me earlier, you wrote this in honor of Wambali Mkandawire, who passed away.
Yes.
Yes. So I want to hear about that. But it starts off with you in spoken word, and they got some guest singers on there. So let's just get to listening, and then we'll come back and have you tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay, let's do that.
Kujibeleka, I give myself away. A moment of revival. A moment one returns to God and says, I give myself away with all my heart. A moment where one declares to be a moment of revival. Revive my prayer life. Restore my soul. Because without prayer, there is no life.
Okay, Tendai, this is beautiful. So who is this singing right now? Is this Goma Nyondo?
Yes, that is my guest artist, Goma Nyondo, a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's an instrumentalist and a vocalist. And we're all from the northern part of Malawi, me, Wambali, and him. And the common language up there is the Tumbuka language. That is our Tumbuka language. And the original song by Wambali was done in pure Tumbuka language. And Goma has done the same thing, done it in the purest Tumbuka language. It's only me who's doing it in English. it's in our beautiful Tumbuka language.
I see.
Yes.
So this is one of Wambali's songs that you have reversed.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit more, and then I've got a couple more questions.
Definitely.
Kuzira
kujibereka kwa imwe
na mtima wane
ose
ndi mungwizira
kujibereka kwa imwe
na mtima wane
ose
kuti mundi.
All right, everybody listening, this is a song by Tendai Shaba, who is with us on the line. It's off his brand new album, God is Good. What is the name of the song again?
Revival. And it's a tribute to Wambali's song, Nkujibereka, which is Tumbuka for I give myself away.
Nkujibereka, I give myself away. A moment of revival. A moment one returns to God and says, I give myself away with all my heart. A moment where one declares to be a moment of revival. Revive my prayer life. Restore my soul. Because without prayer, there is no life.
So I have a question about that. Why did you decide to do this song?
Yeah, I met the late Wambari last year. We were working on a mental health awareness event, and that's where we had moments to discuss about, you know, artistry and trying to have a relevant voice and creating art that is relevant. And it was at that moment where I told him, you know, personally that you have a classic song, because I believe this is one of his most popular songs ever, Nkujiberega. Mm-hmm. And then I told him that, you know, let's try to, you know, rework the song, you know, trying to introduce it to a new audience. And I told him that let's add some poetry to it and trying to repurpose the song. Yeah, so that's what we did. And unfortunately, the great man passed away.
Did you know that he was very, very ill and that he could pass?
No. It was a shock, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so we were planning to have dinner, just so that we, you know, just spend some time. But then that didn't happen. That's when the sad news came in that the great man passed away. So it's very shocking.
He never got to listen to the song.
No, that's the problem, you know. So yeah, so it's more of a tribute now.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I see.
And I know that we made him proud with this recording. Yes.
Let's listen to the last bit.
No, okay.
Who was playing guitar on that?
That's Kwama Nyondo. He played the guitars and the strings.
Beautiful, Tendai. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks for reaching out and letting me know about your new release. And for people listening, they can.
Yes.
Where can they find your music?
It'll be available on all streaming sites, Deezer, Spotify. That'll be in the next week.
For people listening,
yes.
Where can they find your music?
It'll be available on all streaming sites, Deezer, Spotify. That'll be in the next week. But in the meantime, you can get it on my website, tendaishaw.com. Yes.
Okay.
And Heather will be playing it as well. So, yeah.
You're hearing it right now. Well, it was so great to have you on.
Always a pleasure, Heather. Thank you so much.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Make you take your time, oh. You want to deceive me. Don't they waste my time, oh. I dey look your eyes, oh, yeah. You want to play me for a fool?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they waste my time, oh, oh, oh yeah. I didn't watch you, so make you the
take my time, oh. Now your fault, baby. Every day I fight, oh, oh, oh. Yeah, don't be say I be bang, oh. But you know want to reason. You know the way make a land, oh. Oh, no, no. Now only God can judge. And I know what deceive you. I know I'm gonna break your heart.
You don't see me finish.
Only God can judge, oh.
Featuring Rude Boy. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we are not done yet with exciting music news. No way, man. Bill?
Hey, greetings from Nairobi. Thanks, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi here to introduce you to Kenya's power music couple, Nameless and Wahoo.
You and I have something special, baby. Something we only see in the movies. You give me sunshine on a cloudy day. I see you in the dark, light comes my way. Nani tam tam, mapenzi unayonipati ali. Tam tam, tam tam, mapenzi unayonipati ali. Tam tam, your loving is too much for me.
This Love by Wahoo. So there are two versions of the same song. One is by Wahoo, the other is by her husband, Nameless. How does this concept work?
Nameless was working on a song. Then I was like, oh, I love the beat. And so I came and I asked him, can I write something to it? And he's like, yeah, sure, why not? So I started writing, and what I was writing was love, happiness. Kumbe, on the flip side, this guy, but he was writing on the same beat, but the extreme opposite. That was his version of it, and I had a version. And we were thinking, should we do it as one song? Should we not? Then Sedo, who actually was the producer on the track, was like, yo, why don't we unite the songs in this way? Number one, give them the same chorus. Number two, put them on the same beat. Number three, release them on the same day. Number four, shoot them in the same venue. And we're like, yo, I have never seen something like that.
Over to keep you by my side.
So if you're wondering who this Kenyan music couple are, I can leave it up to them, Nameless and Wahoo, to tell you about themselves and their first joint musical project.
We've been together, dating and married for 22, 23 years. It's always been in the back of our minds that at some point we want to come together and join either for a single or for an album. 3 years ago is when we started thinking that it would be nice to do it as a project, as an album project.
Yeah, it was a struggle to come up with one perfect collaboration, which was what we were thinking about at some point earlier on. But when we started talking about it as an album, and we realized a lot of people actually would value us to share more on the different aspects of life instead of just, so, you know, different ups, downs, ugly, beautiful, everything, you know, about love. And so we said, let's do it as an album.
Signorita, unachizisha bazenga. Signorita, figa yako ya nikoroga. Signorita, macho yako ya meremeta. Signorita, my love.
So Nameless and Wahoo are powerful brands on their own, but what do they actually call themselves for this new project?
We asked the fans, you know, to help us come up with a name. The main three that came up was Nameless and Wahoo, because people felt that brand has already been built. Don't lose that. Madenges were, others were saying, you know what, you guys, we know you when you're together as Madenges, so just keep that. And then others were like, yeah, the M sounds cool because, you know, as So what we actually decided when we saw everyone seemed to be contributing for very valid points is, why don't we just retain all the three? We say Nameless and Wahoo present the M's.
Alejandro, unani changanya. Alejandro, kuna vile unani vutia. Alejandro, unachizisha wani murder. Alejandro, my love.
Mimi nikiwa nawe naburuka kama ndege.
I like the song, and I know you, Heather, love it too. Te Amo by Nameless and Wahoo presents the M's. I'm Bill Odidi with Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. Take it away, Heather.
Te Amo, Te Amo.
All right, Bill, thank you. And yes, you're right, I do love that song. Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed that too. And listen, last week I did a video clip feature on it and on the couple, Nameless and Wahoo, and you know, you should check it out. It's on all of my social media and my YouTube channel. It's cool. Okay, the last song of the hour. We're here. Can't believe it. This is Melayim by Soul King featuring Daju.
J'ai les deux mains sur tes épaules, yeah. Histoire que le monde te laisse tranquille. Ils veulent nous voir sur les réseaux, yeah, yeah, yeah. Je vais leur donner, ce soir on sort mon bébé. J'ai la robe qu'il te faut. Y'a plein de couples autour, mais je crois qu'en sert c'est nous deux. Pas le même style, pas le même déo, pas le même niveau. Y'a plein de couples autour, mais je crois qu'en sert c'est nous deux, yeah.
Malayim, quand tu marches à mes côtés je brille.
Que le monde te laisse tranquille. Ils veulent nous voir sur les réseaux.
Yeah, all right. And with that 2020 track, Melayim by Soul King, it is time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you all for spending part of your weekend with me and us here on The Voice of America. It has been a pleasure and a delight. Also, a special thank you to musical guests Tendai Shaba, Nameless and Wahoo, The Lost Men, and to reporters Bill Odidi and Bram Posthumus. On Shortwave, we are live Fridays, only once at 90500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays, at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. You can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.